episode 350, What is Your Dream?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? We are launching this on December 25th of 2015. This is Christmas Day, so Merry Christmas. Now, some of you may be actually listening to this a little bit later, and that's okay. But, you know, this is real-time stuff, and so I have to be able to send holiday greetings to you. So Merry Christmas. I pray that you and your family are doing well and that you have time today to spend together. With that, we are launching into our day 55 of the 60-day push. Yes! Can you believe it? Can you feel it? Not only is Christmas here today, but we have a brand new year around the corner. A new year to have a fresh start. Don't you want that fresh start? Everybody, it's something about just that newness, right? When you have the new baby and you're like, oh my gosh, they're so precious. And for me, every single time I had a new baby, it was like, it was new again. It was just, I mean, indescribable. You see, that fresh start is just that. And today what we're chatting about is, what is your dream? I really want you to dream a little. Why? Well, number one, hey, it's Christmas. And so we need to be dreaming some. Make it a magical day. So we're going to go back in Never Never Land, and we're just going to chat about, what is your dream? Where do you want to go? Because in order to begin to set your goals, to set your ambitions, your aspirations in life, and to figure out exactly what you need to do in order to make that next step happen, you got to have a dream. So have you ever been asked recently, ask that question, what is your dream? I know I've asked my children that. Why? Two of them are in college now. And I think it's really important. You know, what is your passion? What are you thinking about? But as we get older, and I hope usually we're wiser, but as we age, what usually happens is our dreams kind of become, well, either we're really dreaming them or they're not there. They're non-existent. We kind of have them, but we get trapped up in whatever's being fed to us via marketing and social media and what's happening within our job and what's happening in the world. Very rarely do we stop and say, wait, hello. I want control here again. I want to dream a little dream. So today, what is your dream? As moms, you are always tending to someone else's dream. So are you dads. But moms, you really do have difficult, because you are always nurturing. You're always caring. You're always giving. And when somebody needs something done, you're the first one. I'm there. I'll go on that field trip. I'll do that. When maybe those are not always the best decisions, because it affects your dream. Now, I got to say, sometimes we have our seasons of life where our dreams truly need to be on the back burner. I've been there. And it's fabulous that we can do that as moms and as businesswomen. And you too, dads, when we can put them on the back burner. But the thing is, when are you ready to retrieve them? When are you ready to say, okay, I want to have it to become part of me again, because I feel something missing. You see, midlife crisis, huh? Are you there yet? A lot of people hit the midlife crisis and, oh, they want the sports car, or, oh, they want, sometimes, unfortunately, a new partner, or they want a bigger boat or a newer house or something, because they're tired of the same old, same old. And they don't want to mess with it anymore. And they feel like the only way to change is, well, to do something drastic, so they can either feel younger or feel wiser, one or the other. But most of the time, it's just for a brief moment. It's that brief adrenaline rush. Sometimes it causes even more debt. It causes more strain on the relationship. Sometimes it even causes divorces. It's tough. And so when you're in that part of your life going, I want something more. And that doesn't mean that it has to come at age 41 and three quarters. No, it could be right now where you are. And you may be 29 and a half and you're going, Christy Ann, I want more. I have two beautiful children, but I need more. There's something missing. Most of the time when we have that something that's missing, it's part of you. It's you. It's you that's missing because you have dedicated your life to serving the ones you love, the ones that have been placed within your world, your reach. But that's not always a healthy thing. We say we want to live a life of balance. In order to live a life of balance, well, you got to be taking care of you. And part of you is, what is your dream? So what is your dream? I really want you to allow yourself to pause for a moment, and I want you to dream big. Some of the things that you need to consider in this are, what is your passion? What makes your heart skip a beat? Is there something about serving children and volunteering maybe at your local shelter that just, man, there's just something about it. I go there and I just feel a part of it. Maybe it's when you journal and you're writing and you're connecting with you on the page. What is your dream? What is that passion? That spark that's in there that if somebody says the right thing, wow, you light up. You become on fire. You're like, yeah. And then you go about your daily duties again and fall back into motherhood and life is good. What is your dream? How do you see yourself right now? Do you see yourself as a happy, blissful woman, ready to conquer the world? Ready to take on anything? Or is there a part of you saying, oh, I want some change. Not exactly sure how to get it. I want to get it. But yeah, I need something different. I'm not feeling fulfilled. The passion's no longer there. I get up in the morning, I yawn all throughout my day, can't wait to just hit the bed again to start my day all over. How do you see yourself? What is your dream? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? If you keep doing what you're doing right now, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself with your finances? Are you still struggling, living paycheck to paycheck? You're making it. You have a nice house, but the debt's still there. And you've been trying to get it down now, oh, well, for 10 years. Maybe it's a relationship, whether it's with your children or your husband. Maybe your husband and you really don't know each other anymore. Time has passed, the kids have gotten older, and you've always focused on them, and now you look next to you going, who is this man that I married? I don't know. In fact, does he even know what my favorite color is now? Yeah. We change over the years. So if you keep doing what you're doing now, where do you see yourself? In your job. Where do you see yourself going in 5 years? Where will you be? What opportunities lie ahead of you? Tough questions. This is all about dreaming that little dream, the big dream, your dream. It's hard to say, oh, this is what I want to do. This is the enthusiasm I have if you're not dreaming. And I truly believe that we bury our dreams When especially when we start having our little wonderful blessings called children, when we get into relationships, when we have tornadoes in our life, our dreams get buried. And it's very few that take the time to say, you know what? I was created for something more than where I am right now. Maybe I don't know how to get it, but there's something more. So where would you like to be in 5 years? You know where you are right now. And if you continue doing what you're doing right now, you know where you'll end up in 5 years, okay? You'll know how old you'll be. You know approximately how old your children will be. Hopefully, you'll still have a marriage. But depends on where you are right now and how strong that relationship is. Remember, relationships are either moving forward or backwards. A career, maybe you're hoping to, oh man, if I could just put a little bit more in for retirement, or I may never retire. Maybe you're sitting there and all your children are grown and you're thinking, 5 more years, I'll probably have a grandchild or 2 or 3 or 4. Huh. Will I be feeling really good? Will I be able to do what I want to do in retirement? So you know where you'll be in 5 years doing what you're doing right now. So where would you like to be in 5 years? I see that smile. That's a glimmer, a spark within you. What is it? Tell me right now. Yeah, out loud. It's okay. People may think you're crazy, but that's okay. They think I am too. But what is your dream? Where do you want to be in 5 years? Come on, dream big. What is it? What makes you tick? Yeah, there you go. Those wheels are turning. Oh, now you're getting it. Think about it. Come on, make it even bigger. Where do you want to be in 5 years? If you were to take that in 5 years and flash it to 10 years, wow, wow, awe-inspiring. What is your dream today? It's hard sometimes to be in quiet and to calm our minds enough to kind of answer these weird questions sometimes. We think they're weird, but they're not. What was one of the questions you were asked when you were growing up? You know what it is. What do you want to be when you grow up? It was always the one that was asked, whether you were running for the student council or whether you were standing in front of the concert in front of all the parents, and you'd have a couple kids come up and they would sweetly ask, the teachers would say, so, Sue, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they would say, I want to be a veterinarian, if they could pronounce that big, huge word. No, I want to just take care of animals. I don't know how to say it, but yeah, I want to be an animal doctor. What do you want to be when you grow up? Where do you want to go when you grow up? How do you want to live when you grow up? Are you ready to grow up? You see, that last question is the kicker. If the answer is yes, then guess what? The 60-day push is still for you. 2016 is going to explode. Why? Because you're going to be able to make consistent changes from where you are right now to where you want to be headed. That doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. No, all your debt's not going to go away. Yes, it'd be great if we could win the Powerball and we could just blink and everything would be fine and the world would all be at peace, but that's not how it goes in this lifetime. Are you ready to grow up? If the answer is yes, what is your dream? Think about it today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.